Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Another Monday, another start to a beautiful week, and another full slate of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always. Chris, how's it going, my man?
Are you referring to the fact that we were gypped and stole an hour from us on Friday? Is that what you were alluding to? A full, complete show today.
hey, listen, I didn't complain about the hour being stolen.
Because I did all the way home. I mean,
and we'll touch more on this later, but even if it wasn't the outcome we wanted, Florida State Duke was one heck of a game.
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not the outcome, really, that we were all hoping for, but it was definitely a game. Hey, thinking about doing some Powerball, it's tonight. Here you go. If you want to feel a little bit better about yourself, maybe take home $456 million. Does that sound pretty good to you?
That's all right. I'll take it.
Okay. That's the cash amount. The out-the-door amount is $219.9 million. They do that drawing at 10 o'clock tonight, and that will be pretty interesting. Now, I know I mentioned this earlier when you first came in the studio here. I now realize what my son, Tyler, has in common with former President Trump.
Really?
They both worked at McDonald's. You too could be like President Trump.
Yeah.
In the Golden Arches.
Just like the rest of us.
I got texted. My son texted me that earlier today.
Yeah, we do. We've got details on that because McDonald's has since released a statement regarding that little stunt pulled by the Trump administration. So we'll touch on that.
I thought
more.
He did a pretty good job.
Oh yeah, no. It was a cute little idea. Mm-hmm. While of course taking a jab at Harris because she had made a remark about him never working, you know, that modest of a job, whatever.
She didn't ever work there.
Well, and that's the thing. She brought up, I'm going to just say this right now, just in case anybody needs to hear it. Most politicians are not an adequate representation of the average common man or woman. Like, that's just true.
Now, this is Austin Price making this statement, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, scalding hot take from me here. All righty, 413. Want to touch on this here locally.
Just stand over here for a second.
This is a bit of a programming note. Well, actually, we have two. One is that at just before 5:30, just before the Fox News break, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to a Sanger Theater production of POTUS, President of the United States. Did I say Sanger Theater? I misspoke. Pensacola Little Theater. Forgive me for that. Pair of tickets from October 25th to November 3rd. We've got details on that at 5:30.
I love PLT.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, great place to watch productions.
Yeah, we give away tickets from to several productions of theirs, and they do put on one heck of a show. But also on Wednesday morning during Pep Talk 9:30, right here on News Radio 92.3, we will have the State of the University address from UWF's Dr. Martha Saunders.
Now that should be interesting because she has a lot to talk about.
Right,
they are getting grants left and right and doing some amazing things over there. Besides having a darn good football team this year.
Yes, that too.
Okay, don't forget, general election less than 15 days away. Here's a few deadlines you need to be aware of and hit. Today, of course, early voting got underway. 10 sites in Escambia County, 6 sites in Santa Rosa through November 2nd. November 5th, of course, is election day. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. To cast a ballot at an early voting site, you must have a photo ID, signature proof, and a lot of patience. And I say that because the lines were enormous today.
Yes.
That's good. No, that's really good. Way to go, Pensacola, Escambia, Santa Rosa counties. Doing a nice job there. News Radio 92.3's live and local election coverage begins 7 p.m. That is election night, November 5th, and we'll see you there. And, you know, early voting not only underway here in Northwest Florida, but it's in the state where voters are doing more than picking candidates for offices. Fox's Eben Brown reports from Broward County, Florida.
Much of Florida is now voting, and aside from picking a president and a U.S. senator, they'll vote on proposed constitutional amendments, which could constitutionally legalize marijuana and abortion in Florida.
3 and 4, I think, are bringing a lot of young people to vote because it affects us personally.
Governor Ron DeSantis is campaigning against the abortion amendment, saying it will take away parental consent for minors. Speaking in Coral Gables near Miami,
they can't give Tylenol without a parent's consent.
This would overrule that for abortion.
In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we do have several spots of note. Starting with Highway 98, this is going to be if you are traveling westbound, approaching Old Quarry Field Road. Do have some backups over there. And Chris, before I continue, we did have that alert that was that you brought to my attention.
Absolutely. It's Highway 98 east westbound. Let me give you the epicenter. It's going to be right there at the red light in Holly by the Sea. They've got four lanes down to one. It's a water main break in that area. They're now saying that repair time Friday. I know you don't want to hear that one, but Friday is the projected repair time in getting that water main back under control. So, again, Highway 98 east westbound lanes, it's now down from four lanes to one lane. Epicenter is right there at the Holly Navarre red light.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Also, Blue Angel Parkway, excuse me, Mobile Highway, if you are traveling westbound towards Klondike Road, this is going to be just north of Blue Angel Parkway. We do have some backups there. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Herbert Field. Very heavily backed up, as per usual, this time every afternoon. As for the weather, it is 81 degrees right now. It's a low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a sunny, clear day, high of 82, low of 62.
Okay, I feel like I should explain myself because during my rambling there about UWF and the great thing that we're carrying that message from the president, Saunders, didn't want to say think you were listening to Biden or former Trump, but yeah. President Saunders, I came out and said, hey, they've got a good football team too.
They do.
Well, Argos posted a big win over Shawan on Saturday, 35-6. UWF has won three straight, 4-2 overall, 3-1 in GSC play. Next up for the Argos, Shorter Saturday, Penn Air Field, kickoff at 4. By the way, you can catch all the Argos games this season on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Yes, and I think interestingly enough, while UWF has won three straight games, yes. Shorter has lost three straight games. So they're
that's
kind of
good. No, they're kind of struggling right now. That's very good.
Yeah, good for us.
Yes, we like that one.
Also, Escambia County deputies investigating a shooting that happened on Sunday afternoon. Investigators say it happened after two men got into a fight and one shot the other in the side of the face. Deputies arrested Thaddeus English on the 5600 block of Nicholas Lane, and he's charged with aggravated battery causing bodily harm, and he remains in jail without bond. The victim, luckily, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
It's a story that I told you about a couple of days ago with a bit of optimism thrown in, talking about those Navy pilots who crashed in Washington State a few days back. And everybody was hoping out because they couldn't find the two crew members.
Right.
They've been located, unfortunately. The pair of aviators have been declared dead following that crash last week of their fighter jet. Fox's Gernal Scott has more on the details.
The aviator's plane went down last Tuesday near Mount Rainier in Washington State during what was described as a routine training flight. Their identities will not be officially released until 24 hours after next of kin have been notified. Commander Timothy Warburton, who leads the electronic attack squadron, said in a statement, "It's still a priority to recover the deceased." The plane the aviators were in, called a Growler, is a craft with advanced electronic abilities. The planes have been used in naval actions since 2008. The cause of the crash is being investigated. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Always hate to hear about naval aviators being injured or deceased.
Yeah.
It's not the nice thing you need to do as a reporter, believe me.
No. Yeah, it is. And that's the thing. That's why we try to liven it up sometimes when we do these discussions on some of the more frivolous stuff that we cover. Because, yeah, news, you know, it's a serious thing. And there is a lot of doom and gloom in there. And as you said, just a very unfortunate headline all around. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Governor Ron DeSantis urging Floridians to vote against a measure that would protect abortion rights. We got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today. If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Are you tired of politicians who are more focused on their own careers than the people they serve? Well, so am I. I'm Gay Vallemont, and I'm running for Congress to bring accountability back to District 1. While my opponent is busy with scandals, I'm focused on lowering costs, improving health care, and protecting our rights. I believe in putting people first, and I'll work for you every day, not just when the cameras are on. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Vallemont, and let's bring real leadership back to Washington.
Paid for by Gay Vallemont for Congress.
Hi, Donald Trump Jr. here. I never thought I'd see price fixing as a campaign promise. What's next? Is your 401k or IRA on the left's to-do list? This is why you need to act now and protect your nest egg. I believe gold is the answer. To find out more, get a free info kit from Birch Gold by texting the word SHELTER to the number 989898. Act now to secure your financial future. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton, thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on, let's see. We did have some on Mobile Highway if you were traveling westbound just north of Blue Angel Parkway, but that has seemingly been cleared out. Got some issues on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Olive Road. Then it's just going to be some of the more usual spots. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees in Pensacola, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be the same thing, essentially. Sunny, beautiful Tuesday, high of 82, low of 62.
Okay, 427 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, speaking about the weather there, five-day forecast is kind of extending it on out there. Just what Austin told you. Sunny conditions and mild temperatures looking pretty darn nice, and I have no complaints on my part. New opinion poll released this morning suggesting Florida voters will pass recreational marijuana and a right to abortion. Survey showing 66% approval for Amendment 3 on adult use of pot, 60% for Amendment 4 on abortion access. In other poll numbers, former President Trump now ahead of Vice President Kamala Harris by 10 percentage points here in Florida. Of those polled, 53% of respondents said they would vote for Trump, 43% for Harris. 2% said they would vote for another candidate. 2% were undecided. Something interesting is going on between the Department of Justice and the state of Virginia. DOJ is suing Virginia for removing names it says are ineligible from its voter roll ahead of the election. More on this, Fox's Mike Emanuel is in Washington.
The Justice Department argues this process in Virginia has led to some U.S. citizens having their voter registrations canceled. Governor Glenn Youngkin is defending actions taken by the Commonwealth of Virginia. Youngkin says Americans and Virginians are likely questioning the actions of the Justice Department in this case.
The reality is that this is not a purge. It is not systematic. It is individualized. And it starts with someone identifying as a non-citizen and then ending up on our voter rolls.
Early voting has been underway in Virginia for a month. Its lieutenant governor says those being removed from the voter rolls are being given time, 14 days, to prove they are a citizen and eligible to vote.
Yes, Chris, you had also touched on just a couple minutes ago talking about Floridians voting on the abortion stuff. Governor Ron DeSantis, as we hinted at before break, urging Floridians to vote against Amendment 4 during his Miami-Dade County news conference. He claimed that if the amendment passes, it would eliminate parental consent for minors getting abortions, and he believes this would make the Sunshine State one of the most radical abortion jurisdictions in the world.
Okay, I know a lot of you, when you get that mail, you know, there's envelopes in there and talking about low discounted health care, blah, blah, blah. You know the headlines we're talking about here.
Right.
Well, and I know a lot of you hold your breath when you see those type of things. Changes coming to a major healthcare business, and Fox's Jenny Casola has more on the report.
There's a management shakeup at CVS. Veteran company executive David Joyner has taken over as president and CEO, succeeding Karen Lynch, who helped guide CVS through the COVID-19 pandemic. CVS also lowered its forecast for the fourth time this year. A major hedge fund has been demanding changes at the company. CVS has looked into breaking up the business, which includes health insurer Aetna, pharmacy benefits business Caremark, and its retail drug stores. CVS also owns Oak Street Medical Clinics. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
All righty. Also here, just swirling around the state of Florida. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody trying to prevent voter fraud as Election Day approaches. She says she's working with state tax collectors to give residents access to resources on fraud detection and crime prevention. Many collection offices are displaying brochures with the information on their websites, as well as the state's new human trafficking hotline.
Okay, you got to love this one. The forecast, yeah, we've told you about it. Mild days, cool nights, perfect conditions for cinemas in the sand.
Sounds like it.
4 days, Friday, October 25th. Don't miss Monsters, Inc. Free classic family movies on the Casino Beach big screen stage. And, of course, as always, curtain rises at sunset. You can bring your lawn chair, but don't bring along the pets or glass.
Hey, no.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Another day of campaigning for the presidential candidates as Election Day nears. Former President Trump in Greenville, North Carolina, telling supporters the fate of our nation is in your hands.
Kamala, you're the absolute epitome of
I won't say it. Kamala, you're fired. Get the hell out of here.
Vice President Kamala Harris is visiting the blue wall states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Harris is warning what a second Donald Trump term would look like.
His intention to weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies. And then you just look at what the people who know him best and worked with him in the Oval Office and the White House have said about him, which is he is unfit to serve.
Harris has been joined today by former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who voted to impeach Trump after the Capitol riots. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the opening session of the week mixed. The Dow fell 344, the S&P down 10, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 50 points. Activist investor Starboard Value has a large stake in Kenvue, which spun out of Johnson & Johnson last year, according to CNBC. The activist is reportedly looking for the company to improve its overall share price. Millions remain without power in Cuba for a third consecutive day as progress remains slow in restoring electricity following several major grid failures. Hurricane Oscar, a Category 1 storm, made landfall on eastern Cuba's northern coast Sunday night. Power is expected to be restored to everyone on the island by tomorrow, according to government officials. U.S. crude oil futures jumping more than 2% at one point today. Meanwhile, crude oil futures for November, 1.7% up, under $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of Sports Minute. For what the expectations were before the season started and where they are now, the Jets are currently the biggest joke in the NFL at 2-5, with their only wins coming against the lousy Patriots and Titans. The Jets resembled an old shiny sports car you see in your neighbor's driveway. From a distance, it looks awesome, but when you take a closer look, the car has a flat tire, a crack in the windshield, and a door mirror hanging on by a thread. And guess what? That old sports car needs to be sent to the junkyard. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free and recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. Baltimore at Tampa Bay. Tonight is going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and total. Baltimore-Tampa Bay. Confirmed analysis and special props. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now to hear them for free and recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Call 1-800-244-5506. If you want information, I've got it. Baltimore, Tampa Bay, plus special prop action. I love to go 5-0 of the season free. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit through BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discounts for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's the brother and sister country music duo and Pensacola's very own Pearl and Rafe. Pearl brings the glitter, Rafe brings the grit, and together they bring the party wherever they go. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with Pearl and Rafe. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Pensacola Little Theater proudly presents POTUS, October 25th through November 3rd. One four-letter word is about to rock 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when the president unwittingly spins a PR nightmare into a global crisis. The seven brilliant and beleaguered women he relies upon must risk life, liberty, and the pursuit of sanity to keep the commander-in-chief out of trouble. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office. This show contains adult subject matter and language.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything. Feel it coming till you wake up on your own. I wonder where you are. I live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. But for starters, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Early voting for the November 5th general election is October 21st through November 2nd.
That's today.
Yes, that starts today. Runs through November 2nd. That's 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. For early voting locations, you can visit votesantarosa.gov. All righty, looking at the roads here, looking at the roads here, we've got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound just past the I-110 north ramp. Also got some issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And then it's just some more of the usual spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, and Highway 90, particularly if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 81 degrees right now in Pensacola, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, just copy and paste it. High of 82, low of 62, sunny, clear skies.
I believe the problem spot this afternoon happens to be on Highway 98 east and westbound in the Holly Navarre area. Traffic is extremely backed up now. Water main break earlier today. They're projecting that intersection, which, by the way, lanes will go from 4 to 1 lane through Friday. Plan accordingly. I don't know how you're going to get around it. 98 is pretty much your shot unless you go up north, shoot one of the bridges and hit the 10 freeway. But a lot of delays today, and that's one of the hot spots you need to be aware of. It's right there at the red light at the Holly Navarre subdivision. So if you're wondering why all the red lights are on, there you go. That's what's happening.
All righty. Yes. Thank you for reminding everyone. We got that report pretty soon before we went live this afternoon. All righty. Sports, Chris. It's quite a loaded slate. Typically, we can get pretty conversational with this, but man, it was a loaded weekend, whether it be big college football matchups, NFL matchups, or the MLB postseason.
Yeah, let's start with the high school matchups, if you don't mind.
Chronologically, I get it. Yeah.
A lot of great football this time of year, and a lot of good teams played, and there were maybe some few surprises for you. But let's go ahead and pick your brain, Austin, and here we go. Tate over Booker T. Washington, 35-14.
That does not surprise me at all. I mean, we had Tate winning that game because they are a good team. I think the pace win over them just said a lot more about the Patriots.
Okay, here's a game that we did work. We pleaded ignorant on this one, the Vernon Central game. Didn't know much about Vernon.
Right.
But we do now, 16-9 win over Central.
good for them, I guess. Congrats, Vernon.
All right, here you go. You told me about was it the Escambia Crestview game that you were telling me about?
During break?
Yeah.
No, it was Milton, West Florida.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about that one. The West Florida-Milton game, I understand, was a real crazy outcome.
Yeah. Now, mind you, I was in the studio. Jordan and Jeremy were in the booth. But what I got from Jordan's call, it's like the Milton QB. They were inside West Florida's 10-yard line. It was 23-20 Jags. And Milton's QB was like trying to get down or trying to make a play just to see if he had one final opportunity at the lead. And hey, if you can't get it, we'll just settle for the field goal, you know, maybe something like that. Well, the QB went down as time expired. So Milton didn't have enough time left on the clock. So they lost, fell to 0-8, and the final score was 23-20 West Florida.
Okay, Scambia Crestview. Scambia winning that one 23-20.
Yeah.
Another one.
I was about to say Crestview gave him a scare.
Yeah, he did.
Good for them.
Gulf Breeze is not going to get a break this year. Navarre all over the Breezers, 48-20.
Yeah, both of those teams have been flawed this season. But Gulf Breeze, especially when it comes to better scoring offenses, man, they have really been out of their element.
Yes, they have. Bluntstown over Northview. Now we know a little bit more about Bluntstown beside that 7-mile bridge.
Yeah.
38 zip over the Chiefs.
Golly.
I know.
Okay. Sorry, Bluntstown. I'll do my research.
And listen, we kind of gave you a heads up on those big Alabama Catholic teams.
Yes.
We told you about them. Sure enough, St. Michael Catholic, 38. Pensacola High 37. What a game that was.
One heck of a game. And that was because, you know, I got to follow the scores when I'm in the studio during the halftime show every Friday night. So I was keeping track of that one, and it was a one-point game for a while. It's not like that just happened right at the end. Those teams were neck and neck for the longest time.
All right, let's keep it here locally. Argos posted a win over Shawan on Saturday, 35-6. UWF has won 3 straight, 4-2 overall, 3-1 in conference play. Next up for the Argos, Shorter on Saturday. That'll be on campus at Penn Airfield at 4.
Shorter, I want to say they've been a struggling football program for years now. I don't know the last time they beat UWF. I think it's been a minute. And I think they've lost 3 straight games, one of which was to Shawan. So, logic dictates UWF should have this game.
Okay, and you can catch that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM or 1330 AM. You don't want to talk about FSU, do you?
I fear we have to.
I do, too. But
a historic moment.
But you go ahead. It was not a good night for FSU. Good night for Duke, saying they finally beat the Noles.
Yes, I think officially Duke entered that game 0-22 against Florida State, and they left 1-22. 23-16 was the final score, I believe. Duke at home, they struggled. They were down 3-0, and then Brock Glenn, who was supposed to be the savior, they were talking about this being Brocktober.
Yeah,
he throws a pick six. Then he goes back out there, and on his very next play, he fumbles. Duke recovers. They eventually turn that into points. It's 14-3. It's 14-3 Blue Devils at this point. Then he comes out for a third play, throws another interception, which Duke turns into a field goal. So on 3 consecutive plays, he turned the ball over, and that was a 17-point swing in favor of the Blue Devils.
Can't do that. Just can't do that.
It was just completely – the turnovers were – maniacal, and the fact that this game was still close, shame on Duke at that point.
Okay, it doesn't get any better for FSU. Saturday, taking on the Miami Hurricanes.
Yes, in Miami.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Miami's here's the prediction as of just a few minutes ago. Miami 50, FSU 20.
Gosh, and who said that? Wait a minute. They got FSU scoring 20 on Miami?
Yes.
I know Miami's defense has struggled lately, but if Duke had a terrible rushing defense, and Florida State still got held to the same amount they usually get to. They didn't score an offensive touchdown in that game. So, yeah, no. Miami's not giving up 20 points.
Okay, kickoff 6 o'clock Saturday, live News Radio 92.3. And I just want to kind of get out of that one. Before we get out of this genre, it's another doubleheader on Monday Night Football. Fox's Joe Morgan's in with a preview.
The NFL is playing 2 once again to wrap up a week of football. The Ravens take their 4-game winning streak into Tampa to face the Buccaneers at 8:15 Eastern, with both teams sitting at 4-2 on the season. Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson is leading an offense that entered Week 7 averaging just over 453 yards per game, the most in the league. And at 9 p.m., the 3-2 Chargers and the 2-4 Cardinals face off at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, less than 3 weeks, 13 days. Best of SEC women's soccer returning to Pensacola. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams going to be competing for the conference title November 3rd through 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. Third year, Pensacola is going to host that tournament. As a matter of fact, extended contract in play. We'll probably see that tournament around through 2029. Tickets on sale, PensacolaSports.org.
All right, and since it's already past 4:45, I'll just keep this brief. The World Series is going to be between the Yankees and Dodgers, and the WNBA Finals won by the New York Liberty. We'll touch on that in a bit more detail next hour. But right now, looking at the roads and weather for you, we do have backups in several spots here, most notably the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and then Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 61 tonight, and tomorrow, essentially the exact same thing, high of 82, low of 62.
All right, I think we've asked this before. You're not a hunter, are you?
No.
Okay, all right. In 33 days, Florida's duck hunting season launches briefly, November 23rd through December 1st. Take a little break here, a brief break, then resume from December 7th through January 26th. FWC is confirming hunters need a license and a management area permit this year.
Yes, very important. Also, what else is important? Wall Street closing with stocks mixed to start the week. The Dow fell nearly 350 points as Treasury yields rose and investors awaited the latest batch of earnings reports. At the closing bell, the Dow fell to 42,931. The S&P 500 lost 10 points to 58,53. And the NASDAQ gained 50 points to 18,540.
How comfortable do you feel in a car that doesn't have a driver?
But not very.
A driverless car is what I'm asking.
I'm not big on that.
All right. Federal regulators open a probe into Tesla's full self-driving system following the death of a pedestrian in low visibility conditions. And Fox's Jeff Manosco has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the investigation follows Tesla's report of four crashes when its cars encountered sun glare, fog, and airborne dust. That in addition to the pedestrian's death, another crash involved an injury. The investigation into Tesla's fully self-driving system covering about 2.4 million vehicles from the 2016 through 2024 model years. Investigators will look at the ability of systems to detect and respond appropriately to reduce roadway visibility conditions. Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also, billionaire Elon Musk announced $1 million a day giveaway in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania over the weekend. During a rally Saturday in support of former President Donald Trump, Musk said that he'll give $1 million a day between now and Election Day to someone who signs his petition supporting the U.S. Constitution. The first winner was named John Dreyer, who was handed a check at the rally.
Well, in 12 days, Pensacola Mural Fest gets underway on November 2nd. I wanted to tell you this because you might see people inside of buildings painting.
Right.
It's okay. They're not graffiti artists. These are muralists, they call it. There's six of them in town. They're going to start the competition over the next 2 weeks. Here's the sites. And by the way, they encourage you to go by and you can talk to the muralists while they work, ask them questions and watch them work. It's all very, very laid out there. They are going to start this competition at sites. Let me give you the sites. 418 Garden Street. Daniela DeCastro is painting the Pensacola State College building. Christian Stanley is painting Pensacola Auto Imports. That's over at 725 West Garden. Curtis Glover is painting Strong Street Studio at 109 North A Street. And along the Barrancas Corridor, Patrick Macy is painting Ad Sync at 201 South F Street. And Aaron Taylor, Tom Paul of Bricks Design are painting Vowels Printing at 1233 Barrancas Avenue. And again, you're invited to watch, talk with the artist as they paint their buildings.
Mm.
I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
To keep things in perspective. And gosh, there's no way. I could
paint. Well, yeah, you and I are not artistically inclined.
No, I just couldn't do it.
So theme.
I think I'm going to have to break out the old beach chair.
Oh, yeah.
Just, and go out and sit out with somebody and watch them paint the side of the building.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fascinating.
They're muralists, and Chris and I, we are observationists.
Absolutely. They're very well said.
Thank you, sir. 4:50. We'll take a quick break. When we return, I hinted on this earlier this hour, of course, Trump put on the apron and was in that McDonald's, and it was a funny video, you know. It's supposed to be wholesome. But McDonald's themselves, as a business, have now released a memo regarding the affair. We got more on that coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Smart Smiles Orthodontics wants to thank you for voting Dr. Edward Witcher Pensacola's best orthodontist. Dr. Witcher is transforming smiles, hearts, and confidence in people every day. It's time to live your best life. Visit SmartSmilesOrthodontics.com to schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Congratulations to all the best of the Bay winners.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. That's an interesting bumper song. Red Hot Chili Peppers. All righty. 4:53. We got a couple minutes to work with before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather. I guess I'll touch on this. Before the break, I hinted at McDonald's, giving their thoughts on the whole Trump at the drive-thru situation. Well, McDonald's says, and this should not be a surprise, they do not endorse political candidates for elected office. The fast food chain sent a memo to employees following the Trump video. The message noted that McDonald's has become a focal point during the election cycle and that it's a testament to how much McDonald's resonates with so many Americans. Vice President Harris has made her time working at McDonald's part of her campaign, while Trump has disputed her employment claim. McDonald's operates as a franchise model, and owners are able to invite political candidates without needing approval.
I don't believe President Trump ever said, I want you to eat a Big Mac. You know, he was just there donating his time. It was not political in terms right. of his what he was saying at all.
Well, and that's the thing. Obviously, this does not mean that McDonald's as a global entity is all solidarity, you know, behind Trump. Like, that's not what that means. That should be kind of obvious. I think McDonald's is just trying to, you know, cover their behinds here, just in case. Good measure.
Oh, all right. Dan and Shay, you know who these guys are?
Yes, I do.
Okay. They're giving fans an early holiday gift. Fox's Michelle Polino has more on this trending story. Baby, please
come on. Dan and Shay unwrapped an early Christmas gift for fans. The duo dropped their first ever Christmas album and posted on Instagram that this is a big surprise as it's a double album. Baby, all the reindeer in the sky. Called It's Officially Christmas, the 21-song project will feature old holiday favorites, original songs, and some that Dan and Che fans might already know. The duo wrote in part on their Instagram, "This project has been a decade in the making, and we are so proud of every single note." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, 4:55 here. We'll get that other quick check of the roads and weather for you. It hasn't been anything that we're not really used to this time every day. Just backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, 81 degrees with a low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, basically the same thing. High of 82, low of 62, sunny, clear Tuesday.
Okay, Hurricane Oscar. You been hearing about this?
No, I have not.
Not much to hear about. That's why it's a small, defined storm. Only 15 to 20 miles wide, packing max sustained winds of 80 to 85 miles per hour today. Oscar is tracking west-southwest across Cuba tonight, bringing tropical storm conditions to the Bahamas tomorrow, then heading northeastward out into the open Atlantic. So there's no problems for any U.S. coastline hits up the East Coast or in the Gulf of Mexico. In other words, forget about it. It's not a worrisome problem. Bed Bath & Beyond's back. I used to love this store over at the Cordova Mall.
Right.
Then one day I went over there and it was empty. But you know what? It's coming back in small little slivers. I'll explain. Well, Fox's Jenny Casello has the more defined details.
Bath & Beyond stores will be reopening in a smaller format. It's a partnership involving Beyond Inc., the former Overstock, and Kirkland's, the Tennessee-based home decor chain, not related to Costco's Kirkland brand. Beyond will invest $25 million in Kirkland's, which will become the exclusive store operator for Beyond, while both companies work to cut costs and improve inventory management. Beyond also revealed a $40 million investment in the Container Store. It's been more than a year since Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy reorganization. Overstock.com relaunched earlier this year. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
That's not the only business platform that they've been tried. Toys R Us was another store that kind of went out of business with their brick-and-mortar businesses and locations. But then they started going into different larger department stores and having sections like the Toys R Us section, that type of thing. So that's what you're seeing with Bed Bath & Beyond. They're just going into another already established department store, a brick-and-mortar store, if you will, retail location, and kind of displaying the best of their goods in those stores. So there you go. So if you're missing Bed Bath & Beyond and you don't like shopping online, there you go.
You got your solution.
There you go.
Let me ask you this, Chris. You're a fan of Girl Scout cookies?
You know I am.
Well, apparently, their annual membership fees will more than double over the next 2 years. Dues will remain at $25 next year, but rise to $45 in 26 and $65 in 27. This is the first time that the Girl Scouts of the USA has raised membership dues. The organization's National Council session says that the higher fees will help to avoid having to reduce or cut off some of its programs and services. Okay, then we should still have a super inward flow of cookies, and hopefully the prices won't go up.
Well, you know, I had a chance. I used to speak a lot at the Girl Scout locations when I was at EC Way talking about environmental initiatives, and they would earn a badge, you know, for taking these courses. So I did get a chance to kind of touch a few friends of mine who are Girl Scout leaders locally. They say the increase is too much and at the wrong time when families are struggling with high cost and dealing with inflation that is spiraling out of control. They don't like the whole idea at all. Bad timing, they say. Why don't you hit somebody when they're down?
Yeah, it'll never be a good time, but as you said, especially with all this talk we hear about inflation lately, yeah, this looks like especially so.
I'm talking about some of the leaders and troop leaders over on the Gulf Breeze side of the equation, who I had a chance to kind of interface with over the years. And they're just saying, nope, not going to buy it. It's too much money.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.